Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
And we welcome you back to our coverage here at the 3A State Volleyball Tournament in Hutchinson, here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena, right here on KMZA 92.1 FM. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Salmon with you. Nemaha Central getting set for their second match of the three-match pool play event tonight. And the top seed Thunder just barely squeezing by the eight seed Smoky Valley in the first match earlier today. It was 26-24. And 25-23. Let's get you up on the rest of the matches and where kind of the pool play stand at this point. If Nemaha Central wins here against Beloit, they will punch their tickets into the semifinals tomorrow. Beloit needs a win here over Nemaha Central to keep their hopes alive. Cheney, they just got a win over Smoky Valley. So Cheney and Nemaha Central, who are going to play in the nightcap around 8:30, Cheney looks like they have punched their ticket to a semifinal berth tomorrow, and potentially could be set if Nemaha Central wins here against Beloit, a battle of 2-0s in the nightcap to determine who they're going to play in the semifinals tomorrow. But for Nemaha Central, they got to take care of business here and get by a very good Beloit team who is coming off a loss in their first match against Cheney. That was a 24-26, 13-25 final. But this is a Beloit team that's still 34-6. Nemaha Central, after the win over Smoky Valley, they are 43-1 with 35 straight victories. Getting set, purple uniforms as usual for Nemaha Central, white jersey tops for the Trojans of Beloit. As we get set for this one, other side of the bracket, Goodland and Heritage Christian are going at it right now. Heritage Christian looks to be just a couple of points away from closing that out. They lead 23-14 in the second set. Heritage Christian, the defending champs, about to go to 2-0. If they can hold off Goodland, that would put them into a semifinal tomorrow. Again, Kirk Kilman, appreciate all his help here in what's been a busy Friday. We're not quite halfway through it. We'll have another matchup here later on around 8:30, but a win for Nemaha Central here, and they're in the semifinals tomorrow. Same side for Nemaha Central. They'll hit it from right to left. This Beloit team is very, very good, no doubt about it. They have won seven straight league titles under their head coach, Brandy Paul. We're underway. Here's Addie Holthouse. Her bike attempt is rejected right out the gate. It's Brecken Boudreaux, the 5'7 freshman, earning Beloit the first point here in this match. And serving now, it's going to be Jaden Follis, and it's an eight. Diving for it was Shulian's, but she couldn't get a handle on it. And just like how Nemaha Central started the first set against Smoky Valley, same here against Beloit. They're down 2-0. Here's the serve by Follis. Julian's is going to set it up for Honeyman, but it's blocked on the back line, kept alive. Swung across by Budke, deflected, and out of play. And the Trojans now with an early 3-0 lead. Good start here for the Trojans. Beloit 34-6 after the loss to Cheney earlier today. As it's Jaden Follis with the serve, they set it up for Holthouse here on the near side, and a good dig on the back right line by Miley Brown. Rodinghouse here for Nemaha Central to keep it alive. They set it up for Nordis. Her spike is once again dug up, but it falls down. It was dug up nicely by Addison Butkey, but nobody there for a second hit, and the Thunder finally get their first point. They're down 3-1. First serve opportunity here for Sam Nordis. Swings through with the left hand. Blake setting it up, and it's too strong. They set it up for Dakota Gray. They have a couple underclassmen here. Gray's a freshman, but she's too long on that kill attempt. Back-to-back points for the Thunder. They now trail 3-2. Heritage Christian just closed out Goodland in straight sets. So Heritage Christian 2-0, and Beloit going to take a 4-2 lead here. Another kill for Miley Brown. It's 4-2. 25-18 and 25-15, Heritage Christian over Goodland. So the defending state champs move to 2-0 in pool play. Goodland drops to 1-1. We're here in the first set. Nemaha Central trailing Beloit 4-2. Holthouse on a free ball sends it across. A little miscommunication, but they set it up far side, and it is deflected, and it's going to be a point here for Beloit. That one's Addison Butke. She's going to be a name we call a lot in this match. Butke, the 6'1 sophomore, makes it 5-2, Trojans. This will be Miley Brown to serve. It's dug up by Larkin. Chulion setting it up far side for Honeyman, and her kill is rejected, and a 6-2 start here for Beloit. Both teams not having to worry about back-to-back. They both had their similar rest leading up to this one. Here is Holthaus, who pushes it across with the right hand, and a big point here for the Thunder. Garrity's coming in. Ruski's coming in. Chulion's and Honeyman will come out. It's a 6-3 Beloit lead as Ruski's going to go back to serve here for the Thunder. Beloit 6, Nemaha Central 3 here in the early going. First set. They set it up far side for Budke, and it's in there. Budke again a kill. Ruski with the diving effort just couldn't get it in time. And a 7-3 Beloit lead here in set 1. The libero, Kaylin Follis, a 5'5 sophomore, set to serve it up for Beloit. She's a lefty. She swings it on through. Ruski backside for Holthaus, and her spike attempt is in there. Kill for Holthaus. Makes it 7-4. Nemaha Central trailing by 3, and Holthaus will go back to serve. They send it across, back right. Now Beloit sets it up front, blocked, and it's out of play. It was blocked nicely by Larkin, but they couldn't keep it in. The point is for Beloit. And it's a double-up lead down for the Trojans, 8-4 here against the Thunder. Dig by Nordis. They set it up for Garrity. Her spike attempt is deflected and out of play. Points for Nemaha Central. Makes it 8-5. Julian's is out. Rottinghouse is in to serve. The libero for Nemaha Central, the 5'3 senior, Julia Rottinghouse. And she's set to serve. Thunder trailing 8-5 here in the first set. There's the set near side. Budke the kill. Tipped in the air. Rottinghouse digs that one out. Now Ruski to Garrity on a third try. Gets it over, but it hits the pole. And it's a point for Beloit. 9-5 their lead. We have alternated the last 6. Make it the last 7. Well, good start here for the Trojans in the first set. Larkin with the dig off a great serve. They set it up here for Nordis. Her spike is tipped in the air, but a diving effort by the libero, Follis. Third shot sent over. Ruski near side. Larkin kill is in there. Puts it in the back left corner. Nicely done there. Ella Larkin makes it 9-6. Thunder trailing by 3. Garrity's out. Chulion's is in. Honeyman is in. And Ruski is out. Chulion's back to serve. Nemaha Central won their first match against Smoky Valley in straight sets, 26-24 and 25-23, and there's another point they call a lift on Beloit. I believe it was against Budke. And the Thunder, back-to-back points. They're within 2, trailing 9-7. Julian's to serve, sends it across. The libero, Follis, will set it up far side. The spike attempt rejected, and it lands in. The kill shot by Miley Brown, deflected by Honeyman. And Nordis up front. Thunder back to within 1. It's 9-8. Good stretch here for the Thunder, trailing by 1 in the first set. Coming up next on the other side of the floor, it's going to be Eureka and Riverton. They get set for that matchup in just a little bit. Set it up for Budke near side. A little tap shot. Good diving save by Nordis to keep it alive. Now Larkin taps it across on a free ball. They want to set it up, and there's the spike, and a little bit more of a finesse try there. It's put down by Cassandra Thompson, a 5'10 sophomore. Gives Beloit a 10-8 lead in the serve back. Allison Schroeder is in. The junior's going to serve here for Beloit. Good serve. Rottinghouse the dig. Up front, Chulion's. They set it up for Honeyman. Her spike attempt is dug out of the air by Remus. Budke's spike from the back line is dug up by Larkin. Chulion's near side. Ella Larkin's spike is dug up by Budke. Push it to the far side. There's another spike attempt, and Rodinghouse with a diving save to keep it alive. And a free ball is tapped over. Good rally here by both teams. Now some miscommunication, and it's up against the net. After all that, the Thunder get the point, and they're down one. It's 10-9. Good rally by both teams. Thunder earn it there. They get the serve back here with Ella Larkin, and a chance to tie it up. 10-9 Beloit here in the first set. Kind of got away with a lift call there, but a free ball sent over by Budke. Chulion's up front. They set it up for Honeyman, and her spike is dug up, and then out of play! It's a 10-10 tie here in the first set. Nemaha Central rolling. They've scored five of the last six. Ella Larkin will serve it once again to the back right corner. It's dug up by Remus, but had some trouble with it. Now Budke from the back line spikes it all the way in, and somehow on a third try, it's sent over by Nemaha Central. They want it far side of the floor. Here's Brown. That's dug up by Chulion. Middle of the floor. Holthouse with a spike. Dug up that time by Follis. Now they set it up once again, and a point here for Beloit. Kill shot by Miley Brown, the 5'8 junior. Gives Beloit the lead back. It's 11-10. Once again, good rally by both teams. Brown gets the point. Beloit with the serve, as it's Jaden Follis, 5'4 sophomore. Follis will send it across. Rodinghouse with the dig right in front of Larkin. Pushed up to the front. Nordis slaps it across. Now battle at the front of the net is won by Holthouse, and a point for Nemaha Central. Good defense by Addie Holthouse, and we're tied at 11. Sam Nordis back to serve here for the Thunder. And she sends it across. The libero Follis will set it up far side. There's the spike attempt, and it's in the back right corner. It was Brecken Boudreaux. Put that one home for Beloit. 12-11, they're back up by one. Holthouse and Larkin let it go. Thought it was long, but just inside the corner. That 90-degree mark. Trojans get the lead back by one. Here's the serve. Nordis on the back line with the dig. Chulion's up front. Holthouse with the tap. But it's dug up by Follis on the back line. Now they set it up for Budke. It's tapped in the air. Holthouse keeps it alive. They bring it back her way for the spike. And a diving effort. And first log, he's able to finish by the net. So deflected a couple times. A battle on top of the net. And first log, he is able to control and finish. A 12-12 tie here in the first set. A Thunder win will get him into the semifinals tomorrow. Cheney is 2-0. They have already punched their ticket from this side of the pool play. Defensively, good effort by Garrity and Spurfsloggy to defend that and put it down with a point for Nemaha Central. 13-12, the Thunder have taken the lead. Here's Ruski with the serve. Dug up by Budke. They want to set it back up for her, and her kill shot is rejected, and a violation here committed, I think, against Garrity. Under the net, and the point for Beloit ties it back up. It's 13-13. So a good one here in the first set. Aylin Follis, the libero, will serve with the left hand. Nordis going down to get it. Ruski backside for Holthouse. Her spike is in there. The kill there for Holthouse. The back left corner, giving Nemaha Central the lead back, 14-13. So Holthouse will go back to serve, and she'll send it across, and it's too strong. The service error is going to tie it back up. It's 14-14. Beloit gets the serve back. And this will be Brecken Boudreaux, a 5'7 freshman. Again, you look down some of their key players for Beloit. Junior, freshman, sophomore. Another sophomore and then a junior. They do got a couple seniors. A team that's been here before, seven straight league titles for the Trojans volleyball team, and a kill shot there by Budke in the back left corner. Right next to Holthouse is in, and Beloit takes the lead at 15-14. Budke, a sophomore, already over 1,000 kills in her career. And it's going to be an ace here for Beloit, as Boudreaux able to put a good serve between the lines. Makes it 16-14. Now three straight here for the Trojans. Boudreaux will serve, and this may be another ace, and it is. He drove back-to-back aces. And Nemaha Central trailing here 17-14. That's four straight now for the Trojans. Boudreau again. Larkin puts it up front to Ruski. Larkin, spike attempt is dug up nicely by Brown. Brown able to get it across. Ruski backside. This is first Loggy. Lloyd able to get this one alive. Good defense up front and a point here. Garrity and Larkin on the receiving end of that defensive play. And a big one there for the Thunder. Back to within two at 17-15. Stops a run of four straight points by the Trojans. Peyton Remus is in, a junior on the back line for Beloit. Julie Rottinghouse will serve here for Nemaha Central. Down two in the first set, 17-15. Want to set it up near side for Budke, and it's well defended again by Larkin and Garrity. Point for the Thunder, it's now 17-16. Chance to tie it up here. Rottinghouse will serve once again. She'll send it across. 17-16 Beloit in the first set. Budke on a free ball. Long, Rottinghouse gets it to Larkin, and then Holthouse just has to get it over. Solis, middle of the floor, tap shot saved in the air, and Larkin does a nice job to keep it in play, and it lands in! The back left corner, it looks to be kind of a dire situation for the Thunder, and they're somehow able to get the point. We're tied at 17. So after getting down 17-14, three straight by the Thunder, 17-17 here in the first set. Rottinghouse again to serve. Ballis on the back line. They push it up front. Here's Budke spike attempt, and it is in. Another kill for Addison Budke. Beloit leads 18-17. This will send Budke back to serve. Beloit leading here 18-17. There's the serve, and was a near ace, but kept alive, and on a third try, pushed over by Larkin. They want to set it up middle of the floor. Little tap is up against the net. Trojans get it back. Ball is to the back line, sent across by Remus. Diving effort by Holthouse to keep it alive. Here's Larkin with the kill shot, pushed up in the air by Budke. They push it to the far side of the floor. Another spike attempt, dug up by Larkin. And then a tap shot over by Ruski. Third try, Beloit able to keep that one alive. They set it up for Garrity. Little tap shot. Budke's there. Far side, they set it up again, and it finds a hole, and the point goes to Beloit. It's Miley Brown. 19-17 Trojans here in the first set. The Thunder, they have won 35 straight matches coming into this one. They took every ounce of energy to get by Smoky Valley earlier tonight, who's the 8th seed, and then there's one that's out by Garrity, and a timeout here for Jessica Cook. It is 20-17 Beloit in set number one. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company, manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
KMZA.
And with you, Kirk Hillman in his studio. We're in Hutchinson at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Match two here for the top seed, Nemaha Central. They beat Smoky Valley in straight sets earlier today and now getting a lot here in the first set against this Beloit team, the 5 seed. The Trojans entered after a loss to Cheney earlier tonight. They're 34-6, but they lead Nemaha Central here in the first set 20-17. Let's see if the Thunder can put a rally together here late, and there's a good start. It's a service error by Budke. Send it strong, and it's 20-18. Thunder get the serve back down two. Julians will come in to serve. Honeyman in for Ruski on the front line. So Nordis, Honeyman, and Larkin up front. Holthouse, Rottinghouse, and Julians on the back line. Julians to serve. Sends it across. Beloit wants to set it up. They push it far side. Here's Brown. Taps it across. Dug up by Rottinghouse. Julian's middle of the floor. Honeyman gets the kill. Tally Honeyman. It's the Thunder back to within one. It's 20-19. Here's Julian's to serve. Thunder down one here in the first set. Butke with the dig, and on a third try, they just got to get it over with the free ball. Here's a chance for Nemaha Central. Set it up for Honeyman. It's tapped down, and it's in there. Back-to-back points for Callie Honeyman, the sophomore. Makes it 20-20. Three straight by the Thunder here, and we're tied late in the first set. Julian's to serve. Sends it across with a little bit of heat to it. It's dug up by Remus. They set it up for Brown. Her spike attempt is up on the net. Honeyman now taps it across. Beloit getting it back. Now Brown on a third try sends it. Too strong, and the Thunder take the lead. Four straight by Nemaha Central. They're up 21-20, and a timeout for Beloit. So after the last timeout, Thunder were down 20-17. They rattle off four straight and force Beloit to take a timeout. 21-20, Thunder here in the first set. Back in 30 here on Kansas Land Radio.
Fall is a great time to start considering seed options for the next season. Ag Partners Co-op is your local lead for seed and boosting bushels. Their expert agronomy account managers are committed to providing the best seed genetics with unbeatable placement and top-notch treatments to guarantee you'll grow a crop that will make your neighbors jealous. Start achieving your goals and grow your business. Contact the pros at Ag Partners Co-op to lock in seed orders early and maximize discounts and savings. Ag Partners Cooperative, partnering for the future.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Brandon Salmon and Kirk Hillman, first set coming down the home stretch. Once again, Thunder having to grind. They lead Beloit 21-20. They have scored four straight. Julian's with the serve, nearly gets an ace. Beloit's on a scramble. I don't know if they're going to get this one across. They don't. 22-20. The Thunder lead is two. Five straight for Nemaha Central here. And we'll get a sub into the game for Beloit. It's Olivia Wright, the sophomore, who comes in on the back line, replacing the spot of Peyton Remus. Thunder by two, late first set. Julian's a serve again, and it's going to be an ace! Deflected on the back line by Olivia Wright, who just came in. If she lets it go, it's probably long. Well, the Thunder get a break there, and they're up 23-20. Now six straight for the Thunder down the stretch. Can they close it out? Budke a dig. They push it far side. Brown's kill shot deflected. Popped up in the air here by... Deflected once again at the line. Sorry, it was Addie Holthouse and Ella Larkin who actually made the play on the front line. Julian's had the dig to set it up, and it's set point here for the Thunder, 24-20. Julian's will serve. Uh-oh. Beloit in some trouble. Free ball, and they get it over. So they keep it alive. Rodinghouse to the front. Julian's back line. Slapped in by Nordis. And it's long. Oh, that was so close. Beloit stays alive. Nordis, the lefty, swung it through and just had too much. And that stops the run of seven straight by Nemaha Central. 24-21. The Thunder lead it. Schroeder to serve. Holthouse, they set it up for Honeyman. Her spike is dug up nicely on the back line by Wright. Butke has to send it across. Barely taps the net and lands across. A game of inches. If it's an inch lower, the Thunder win the first set, but Butke gets it across. It's 24-22 and a timeout for Nemaha Central. Well, Beloit is not going away here in the first set. 24-22 Nemaha Central. They still half set point. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds here on Kansas Land Radio.
Do you have indoor air quality problems? At Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we have new models of air purification. The Pure Air Active HEPA with Odegaard machines. They are the only air purifiers to combine both active and passive air purification technology and have the odor eliminating power of Odegaard. They are proven nearly 100% effective on the virus that causes COVID-19. Purchase yours today at Mitchell Appliance in Sunica.
Chance for Nemaha Central to win here. The first set, and they do. It's Callie Honeyman who puts it down for the kill, and the Thunder survive a late surge by the Trojans. The Thunder will take the first set 25-22. Boy, it's been a grind through three sets, but they have won them all. We'll take another timeout And a chance for the Thunder to clinch a spot in a semifinal tomorrow with a win here. After set one, it's Nemaha Central with the 25-22 set win. We're back for set two after a couple minutes of a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance,
785-336-2040. Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require, from simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed. Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Fuel and propane delivered to you. That's one of the many services of Wankland Oil Company. Let their family serve yours with Sinclair Diesel, gas or propane you need at your location. Competitive prices and great service is what Wankland Oil has been delivering in this area since 1926. Go to their website to see all their services and products at WanklandOil.com or give them a call in Frankfort at 785-292-4710. Wankland Oil Company, headquartered in Frankfort, where they've had the energy since 1926.
Quality nutrition. You can see it in productivity. You can measure it in pounds. At Countryside Feed, quality nutrition is at the center of what they do, providing your animals with the building blocks they need to be productive and profitable. Talk to one of their skilled sales and nutrition professionals to learn what Countryside Feed can do for your cattle, sheep, goats, pigs, horses, or poultry. Visit them in person or online at countrysidefeed.com.
KMZA.
Well, right back to it. Set number two, a 1-0 start for Beloit.
I'll be
and
right
a
1-1
tie as Holthouse comes away with the kill. Nemaha Central won the first set, coming back and winning 25-22. After they were down 20-17, they were able to come back and get it done. A 1-1 tie here in set two. Larkin with the dig. They set it up for Shuley on the near side. Holthauser spike attempt dug up on the back line by Follis the libero. Now it's Budke on a third try strike, and she gets it across. Now Holthaus battling front of the net on the side here for Beloit. Near side, there's the set and the spike. It's dug up by Shuleyans. Now it's at the front of the net. Battle for it. Nemaha Central has it. And on a free ball, it's sent over by Larkin. Dug up by Brown. They push it far side. Butkey's spike attempt is blasted into the air, and that's going to be a point. As the kill finally goes down for Butkey, makes it 2-1 Beloit. The Thunder win. They will punch a spot into the semifinals tomorrow afternoon. It will be them and Cheney. Cheney's already 2-0, and they're there. These two will play in the nightcap tonight around 8:30, and there's another kill for Nemaha Central's first loggy in there on that one, and a 2-2 tie. We've alternated the first four. Julian's is out. Garrity is in. Honeyman is out. Now Ruski is in. Ruski back to serve here for the Thunder. A 2-2 tie, set two. Thunder won the first set, 25-22. Ruski sends it across, back left corner. Dug up by the libero, Follis. Now it's slapped down by Boudreaux, but Nemaha Central's there. Now it's above the net, and Nemaha Central keeping it alive. Nordis to Ruski, gets it across on a free ball, and it somehow lands home. A desperation heave to get it across on a third try, and the point goes to the Thunder, and their lead is 3-2. Ruski to serve it once again for the 43-1 Nemaha Central Thunder. A one-point lead here. Now a tie. Going to stay here in set two, 3-3. That was nicely placed by Cassandra Thompson. A little finesse touch over the front line of Spurs Loggy. And it's 3-3. Back to serve here is Boudreaux for Beloit, and a service there. She sends it too wide to the right. Didn't even keep it in the lines, and it's 4-3, Nemaha Central. Addie Holthaus back to serve. Nordis and Ruski back there with her. Larkin, Garrity, Spurfslagi from left to right up front. Holthaus waits for the direction, gets it from the official, serves it across, dug up by Brown. They push it far side. Here's the spike attempt, dug up by Holthaus. Ruski, back line set, Spurfslagi, spike attempt, it's into the net! And a point for the Thunder. It couldn't be quite handled very well. That was Peyton Remus, who had a chance at the Spurfslagi kill shot. And another point for Nemaha Central. Their lead is 5-3. And Holthaus with the ace. They tried to let it go on the back line. It was the libero, Kaylin Follis, and she made the wrong choice. Another point for NC, and it's 6-3 Thunder. Riverton up on Eureka in their first set, 17-8 on the other side of the floor, and there's a service error by Holthaus. She goes into the net, and it's 6-4 Thunder. Trojans get the serve back here with Budke. Budke, the 6-1 sophomore, very good and very stout in that first match, but again, Nemaha Central with a great rally to get that win, 25-22. Here's Larkin on a third try, Budke going down to a knee to get it. Now Brown with the kill shot, deflected, out of play, and it's Garrity and Spurfslagi who helps it there. Getting the point for Nemaha Central, Spurfslagi comes out, Rottinghouse is in to serve. It is 7-4 Thunder here, set 2. Spurfslagi sends it across, dug up on the back line by Remus. They push it up front. Here's the kill shot. Another good defensive play by Garrity and Larkin. Now they set it back up for Brown. A little finesse shot. It's going to fall in there for Beloit. Nemaha Central had a chance at it. Nicely done by Miley Brown. It is 7-5 Thunder. And Beloit going to get the serve back here with Allison Schroeder. So Schroeder to serve, Nemaha Central leading 7-5 here in the second set. Larkin with the dig, pushed up front. It's Ruski, tapped across by Larkin, and it's in there. Vanessa is the name of the game, and Larkin is player number one. It's 8-5, Nemaha Central. Ruski is out, Garrity is out, Honeyman is in, and Shulian's back in to serve. Shulian's, Rottinghouse, Holthaus back line. Honeyman, Nordis, Larkin up front. Set it up middle of the floor, and this one is in there. Kill shot for Dakota Gray, and a point for the Trojans, 8-6. Thunder lead is 2. Jessica Cook talking to the official here on the near side, wanting... She thought that the front line there with Dakota Gray might have been under the net, and now the officials are going to meet about it here. And it's not going to change anything as Trojans get the point. Nemaha Central's lead is 8-6 here in the second set. Jaden Follis will serve for Beloit from left to right, and she will do just that. Rottinghouse with the dig. Shulian's will set it up far side. Larkin, spike attempt, dug up on the back line by Follis. They push it far side for Brown, deflected in the air, and a point for the Trojans. Kill shot from Miley Brown gets the Trojans within one. It's 8-7. There's two Follises, by the way. You got Jaden and Kaylin, who both see some time. And then there's a point here for Nemaha Central. Give credit to Nordis and Honeyman up front. Another great defensive effort. 9-7, Thunder by 2. Larkin back to serve and sends it across. Budke will dig this one out, back right side. They set it up for Brown. He taps it across with two hands. Holthaus sets it up far side for Nordis. Spikes it with two hands, and it's in there. Holthaus from the back left corner to the front right corner with Nordis, and she put it away. 10-7, Thunder by 3. Larkin nearly got an ace, but it was dug up by Follis. Now here's Brown again, who kills that one and earns a point for the Trojans. 10-8 our score, Thunder by 2 in the second set. They rallied to win the first set 25-22, so they have played 3 sets here in the first day of the state tournament. They have won all 3. Spurfslagi near side, Holthaus kill, deflected, and it's in there. Deflected by Boudreaux, and a point for the Thunder, giving them a three-point lead back. It's 11-8. Spurfloggy's back in. Nordis is back to serve. Julian's is in as well. Ball is on the back line. Miscommunication up front, and it's going to cost the Trojans a point. It was Jaden Follis and Miley Brown who had some confusion. They both went for the ball at the same time. Nobody got a good hit on it. Point going to Nemaha Central, 12-8. Their lead is 4. Middle of the floor, third effort, has to go across, and it does. Julian front middle to Honeyman, who spikes it away for the kill. Callie Honeyman, who's coming up big for the Thunder. The lead is 5, and a timeout for Beloit. And we'll step aside for 30 as well. Thunder 13, Beloit 8 here in set 2. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters, with great prices for all your applications. And they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
KMZA.
Brandon Tabman here in Hutchinson. Kirk Hillman in studio. 13-8, Nemaha Central, a lead in set 2. They won the first set 25-22. They swept Smoky Valley earlier tonight. A win for the Thunder against Beloit here will give them a spot in the playoffs tomorrow, or I should say semifinals tomorrow. Cheney already 2-0. They are there as well. Here's the serve by Nordis. Far side, they set it up for Budke, and it's dug up nicely by Julian. Middle of the floor, Honeyman, oh, mistimed her jump, and she whipped it. A little bit of excitement there. That one got up in the air and just mistimed by Honeyman. So a big point out of the timeout by Beloit as Thompson comes in on the front line for the Trojans. Kaylin Follis to serve. It's 13-9 Thunder here in set 2. Follis swings through the left hand and sends it across. Julian's middle of the floor, mistimed it for Holthaus, but gets it across on a free ball. They set it up here, blocked by Holthaus. And Budke able to get it, and it's blocked again by Holthaus. And then pushed across, and a point for the Thunder. It's a lift by the Trojans. Point for Nemaha Central, 14-9. Their lead is 5. Julian's is out. Honeyman is out. Ruski is in. Garrity is in. Classic 2-for-2 switch here for Jessica Cook and company. Little separation here for Nemaha Central. Follis the dig. They push it far side. Budke spike is in there. Kill shot for Budke. And it's 14-10. Thunder lead is 4. They need to keep Budke involved when she's on the front line. Here's Nemaha Central. Ruski near side. It's Garrity. Spike attempt. And that one is in. Reagan Garrity hammers it home to the back left corner, and it's a 15-10 Nemaha Central lead. Addie Holthaus back to serve. And they won the first set 25-22 in comeback fashion. Not having to come back yet. They lead it by 5 in set 2. Here's Budke spike attempt, and it's into the net. She was easily 4 or 5 feet from the net, kind of mistimed her jump. And it's now 16-10, Nemaha Central. Holthaus to serve once again. Leaves the feet, fires through with the right hand. They set it up for Budke. Her spike attempt is dug out by Holthaus. It hit the wire on the side. It should have been a point for Nemaha Central, but they play on. Far side, Budke slaps, and it's defended well by Garrity and Spurfloggy. A point for the Thunder. It's a touchdown lead. It's 17-10. A separation being created here by Nemaha Central on the 5-seed Trojans of Beloit. Still a long way to go. Here's a set and a spike. Another defensive effort. Battle at the net. Tapped across by Larkin. Follis to the front. They set it up here for Thompson, and she's into the net. The Thunder in control. It's an 18-10 lead here in set 2. Holthaus to serve again. Dug up by Follis. They get it to Thompson. Now Budke taps it across. Holthaus is there. Ruski far side. Spurfloggy deflected. And a point for the Trojans. Well defended by Thompson and also Budke. That stops a heck of a run by Nemaha Central. 18-11, the Thunder lead is 7. Budke will go back to serve. Trojans need to put a little rally together. Holthouse, near side Larkin. Spike attempt is too long. It wasn't really set up great. Middle of the floor, and on a third try, Larkin with the spike and just got too much air under it. 18-12. Thunder by 6. Budke to serve again. Holthouse will dig this one out. Pushed up to Ruski. Tipped across. Budke there for the dig. Ball is far side. Brown tips it in there. 3 straight now for Beloit. They're within 5. 18-13. Brown with the kill. Budke going back to serve. 18-13. Nemaha Central in set 2. They won the first set 25-22. They set it up for Garrity. And well defended here by Beloit. It's Thompson again. And Miley Brown make it 4 straight for the Trojans. And Jessica Cook wants a timeout. A step aside as well. 18-14, Nemaha Central here in the second set. Back in 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free, and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Nemaha Central in a good spot. Beloit, though, has scored the last 4. The Thunder lead in set 2 is 18-14. They had an 18-10 lead. Thunder trying to get themselves to the semifinals tomorrow with a win here in their second match. They would clinch it if they do win it. Good defense by Thompson here in front of the net. Garrity taps it, though, home. Thompson with a beautiful defensive effort, but set up Garrity perfectly, and a big point for the Thunder to stop that 4-point rally. 19-14, Thunder by 5. Rottinghouse to serve here for Nemaha Central. Swung it through with the right hand. Dug up by Follis. They push it front of the net. There's the spike. It's tipped up by Holthouse. Now Ruski, backside. Nordis spikes it and lands it home. Gets it across the defensive front of Thompson and Brown. 20-14, Nemaha Central. Trying to close in on a semifinal date tomorrow afternoon. Follis to the far side. Brown's kill shot deflected by Garrity, but they keep it alive. Now near side for Budke on a third try. Garrity pushing it up in the air. Set up here for Larkin. Her spike is into the net. Makes it 20-15. Big point for the Trojans. Back to within 5. Dakota Gray checks in. Also Schroeder back in to serve here for Beloit. Nordis, Ruski, Garrity front line for the Thunder. Rottinghouse, Holthouse, and Larkin on the back line. They set it up for Larkin. Taps it down and puts it home. Ella Larkin with the kill. Here comes Shulian's in for Garrity. And Honeyman in for Ruski. 21-15, Nemaha Central. There's the serve by Shulian's. Nearly got an ace, but it's dug up by Budke. Here's Brown on the kill shot. Holthouse with the dig. Shulian's front left. It's Larkin, but beautiful defense on the back line by the libero, Kalen Follis. And a defensive effort here by Honeyman kills it home. Honeyman has been crucial here in this matchup against Beloit, has made some big-time plays at the front of the net. Another one there. It's 22-15, Nemaha Central. Julian's will serve. Back line, Budke to Follis. They set up Brown. The spike is dug up by Larkin. Julian's middle of the floor. Holthouse the kill, and it's out. Or they say it's in. It looked out for a second, but Holthouse gets the point for Nemaha Central as she kills it home. 23-15, the Thunder that much closer to getting to the semifinals tomorrow. They almost got an ace, but a free ball sent over by Beloit. Julian's will set up Honeyman. Her spike is blocked. Good defense by Gray and also Brown up front. Makes it 23-16. Remus is out. Jaden Follis back in to serve. Nemaha Central leading 23-16, trying to close this one out in straight sets. Julian's front left, Holthouse's spike is in there. Another kill for the senior. 24-16. It's match point here for Nemaha Central. A chance to punch it to the semifinals. Can they do it here? Follis will set it up near side. Brown, free ball is over. Larkin, backside. It's Nordis, and Follis there. And they want to set up front left here for Boutreaux. It's dug up by Rottinghouse. Julian's near side. Is it Holthouse's turn? Dug up by Budke. Follis backside to Brown. Her spike attempt dug up in the air. Kept alive by Honeyman. Third try sent across by Larkin, but it's too strong. Beloit stays alive for at least another go. It is 24-17, still match point for Nemaha Central. It is Miley Brown to serve here for the Trojans. She sends it across. Rottinghouse will dig back middle. Julian to Holthouse. The spike is in there! And the Nemaha Central Thunder win their second match of the day. And they're on to the semifinals tomorrow, regardless of the result against Cheney later on tonight. 25-17 in set two. They won the first set 25-22. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll wrap this second matchup when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition.
Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday Miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasasa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasasa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
A Milwaukee Tool Sale jackpot is on now at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. With three Milwaukee sales going on at once, choose the bundle and save sale. Buy a qualifying accessory and qualifying kit to get $100 off. The second is a free battery with the purchase of selected tools. Batteries range from 2.0 to 12.0. See which tool or kit is right for you. And sale number three, find lowered prices on a chop saw, chainsaw, blower, or string trimmer kit. Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home.
Cookin' Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been in business manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. High-quality components and local quality workmanship team up to produce top-quality, long-lasting cabinets and doors. Go to their website, kochnco.com, to find details about all the products they offer. That's kochnco.com. Cookin' Company in Seneca and Hiawatha. Proud supporters of local athletes, schools, and events.
Fall harvest is in full swing. Farmers are busy, busy, busy in the field, harvesting this year's crop and hauling it to market. And sometimes they do have to take the main roads to get there. You've probably gotten stuck behind one of those slow-moving orange triangles once or twice. Ag Partners Co-op would like to remind everyone to slow down. Share the road and drive safely. Next time you get behind a farmer on the road, just give him or her a little wave. Ag Partners Cooperative, partnering for the future. Kansaland Radio.
Now the top seed and number one ranked Nemaha Central Thunder make it 36 in a row as they're able to beat the five seed in Beloit in their second matchup tonight, 25-22 and 25-17. So Nemaha Central and Cheney, who's going to wrap up the pool play side here tonight around 8:30. It'll be after the Beloit and Smoky Valley matchup, which is coming up here in about 10 minutes. The winner of Nemaha Central and Cheney will win the pool play. Loser will be the number two spot out of that pool. So still a lot on the line, because if you lose, then you'll play the one seed out of the other pool, which looks to be at this point on pace to being the defending state champs in Heritage Christian, who is off to a 2-0 start. They'll play Eureka here coming up in their next match to potentially solidify that number one spot. And the other side, the other three teams have a loss apiece: Goodland, Riverton, and Eureka. Eureka and Riverton are playing right now, which is pretty much an elimination game right now on that side of the bracket. Riverton won the first set 25-13, and they lead the second set 17-7. So Riverton in a good spot here to keep their semifinal hopes alive. But what a first set for Nemaha Central against Beloit. They got down after Beloit went on a heck of a run. They had scored 8 of 11 points to give themselves a 20-17 lead. It forced Jessica Cook to call a timeout. Nemaha Central would go on to score the next 7 points. And from down 20-17, they got up 24-20. They went on to win the first set 25-22. Now in the second set, back and forth throughout, a key stretch down the end gave Nemaha Central a big lead. They actually got up 18-10 after a nice run in the second set. Beloit, they didn't go away quietly. They got 4 straight back, made it 18-14, but that was as close as Beloit was able to get down the stretch in set number 2. So again, Nemaha Central 25-22 and 25-17 over the number 5 seed Beloit, as Beloit and Smoky Valley have been eliminated from the semifinals tomorrow. Both of those teams who are getting set to play right now, this will be their last match, as both of those teams have gone 0-2. As Nemaha Central and Cheney coming up around 8:30. Both of those teams are 2-0. Both of those teams into the semifinals tomorrow. And it's just determining the matchups with the winner of that one later on tonight. So that's going to do it, at least for now. Again, another hour or so, depending on how things work out here in the matchup between Smoky Valley and Beloit, roughly around 8:30. We should be back with you to get you set for the final matchup of the night for Nemaha Central, as they have now won 36 in a row and are 44-1. And they'll get a very good Cheney team that is the 4 seed, and they have certainly passed the eye test from my vantage point watching them here throughout the day. They got the length and athleticism up front to match up with this Nemaha Central team, and that one's going to be a lot of fun. By far and away, one of the best in the state, Cheney and Nemaha Central. It'll be a great matchup to wrap things up, but both of those teams are already into the semifinals tomorrow afternoon, which means we will have more volleyball for you tomorrow afternoon here on KMCA. The semifinals will start at 1 in the matchups to be determined. But Nemaha Central will wrap things up here around 8:30 as they take on Cheney to determine the one seed out of this pool and who will finish as the number 2 seed. So we'll send it back to the studio. Again, our final in this second matchup, Nemaha Central, a straight sets win over Beloit, 25-22 and 25-17. Kirk Hillman's got you for the next hour or so, but we'll come back around 8:30 and get you set for the final matchup here from the 3A state tournament on Pool Play Friday. Keep it locked. You have us right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.